Hear ye, hear ye. Here come the judges. We're in the book of Judges. We're in chapter 2. We're going to be looking at verses 1 through 5 to start. Again, that's Judges chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Now the angel of the Lord went from Gilgal to Bochim, and he said, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you in the land that I swore to give to your fathers. I said, I will never break my commandment with you, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of the land. You shall break down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. What is this that you have done? So now I say, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall become thorns in your side, and their God shall be a snare to you. As soon as the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the people of Israel, the people lifted up their voices and wept. And they called the name of the place Bochim. And they sacrificed there before the Lord. The Israelites have sinned before God and thus broken their covenant with him. So God tells them, since they have broken their covenant with him, he is under no obligation to uphold his covenant with them. Smartly, but too late, they sacrificed there to the Lord. Judges, chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. That is, Judges, chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. When Joshua dismissed the people of Israel went each to his inheritance to take possession of the land. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work that the Lord had done for Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110 years, and they buried him within the boundaries of his inheritance at Timnath-Heres in the hill country of Ephraim, north of the mountain of Gosh. And all that generation also were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel. Joshua and the elders who outlived him and the people they led served the Lord all the days of Joshua. After they had died, there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that had been done for Israel. Possibly, this is a fault of their elders for not teaching them. Maybe it is also they had no interest. There are many reasons it could be, but they were not following the Lord. So now they are not following God and will suffer for their disobedience of God's commands. Judges, chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. Judges chapter 2, 11 through 15. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. And they abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. They went after other gods from among the gods of the people who were around them and bowed down to them. And they provoked the Lord to anger. They abandoned the Lord and served Baals and Ashtaroth. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. He gave them over to the plunderers who plundered them. And he sold them into the hand of the surrounding enemies so that they could no longer withstand their enemies. Whenever they marched out, the hand of the Lord was against them for harm. And as the Lord had warned, and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were in terrible distress. Again, the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Bad idea. They abandoned the Lord. They went after other gods and they provoked the Lord to anger. That is a really bad idea. The people of Israel were in terrible distress because God was punishing them. Disobeying God has a way of destroying your life. God's anger was kindled against Israel. He gave them over to the plunderers. He sold them into the hand of the surrounding enemies. The hand of the Lord was against them for harm, as the Lord had warned, and as the Lord had sworn to them. People of Israel were in terrible distress, and God was mad and in distress for his people. Judges, chapter 2, verse 16 through 23. That is Judges, chapter 2, verses 16 through 23. Then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they did not listen to the judges, for they whored after other gods and bowed down to them. They soon turned aside from the way in which their fathers had walked, who had obeyed the commandments of the Lord, and they did not do so. Whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge, and he saved them from the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning because of those who afflicted and oppressed them. But whenever the judge died, they turned back and were more corrupt than their fathers, going after other gods, serving them, and bowing down to them. They did not drop any of their practices or their stubborn ways. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And he said, because this people have transgressed my covenant that I commanded their fathers and have not obeyed my voice, I will no longer drive out before them any of the nations that Joshua left when he died, in order to test Israel by them, whether they will take care to walk in the way of the Lord as their fathers did or not. So the Lord left these nations, not driving them out quickly, and he did not give them into the hand of Joshua. God raised up judges to help Israel. When there was a judge from God, he saved them from the hand of their enemies all the days, not of the Lord, but of the judge. However, when the judge died, so did the obeying the commandments of the Lord, as they fell back to being more corrupt than their fathers. Because this people have transgressed my covenant that I commanded their fathers and have not obeyed my voice, I will no longer drive them out before them, any of the nations that Joshua left when he died, in order to test Israel by them, whether they will take care to walk in the way of the Lord as their fathers did or not. God has not killed them yet, but I'm sure that option was again on the table. They do not have a heart for God. They are willing to follow God so that they don't get tormented by their enemies, but they do not have God deep in their hearts. Judges chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Judges chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Now these are the nations that the Lord left to test Israel by them. That is, all in Israel who had not experienced all the wars in Canaan. It was only in order that the generations of the people of Israel might know war, to teach war to those who had not known it before. These are the nations, the five lords of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonians, and the Hivites who lived on Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon as far as Lebo Hamath. They were for the testing of Israel, to know whether Israel would obey the commandment of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. So the people of Israel lived among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and their daughters took to them for wives, and their own daughters they gave to their sons, and they served other gods. The Lord tests to know whether Israel would obey the commandments of the Lord, and the people of Israel served other gods. Probably should say continued to serve other gods there in my comment. Judges chapter 3, 7 through 11. Judges chapter 3, verses 7 through 11. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals and the Asheroth. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cushan-Rish-Athaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the people of Israel served Cushan-Rish-Athaim 8 years. But when the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, the Lord raised up a deliverer for the people of Israel, who saved them? Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. The Spirit of the Lord was upon them, and he judged Israel. He went out to war, and the Lord gave Cushan-Rish-Athaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. And his hand prevailed over Cushan-Rish-Athaim, So the land had rest 40 years. Then Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. The people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God. The Israelites cried out to the Lord, and the Lord raised up a judge for Israel who saved them, Othniel. Othniel did what was right in the sight of the Lord and did not forget the Lord God. So the land had rest for 40 years, in which time they did what was right in the sight of the Lord and did not forget the Lord their God. Then Othniel died. Judges chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. Judges chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. And the people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He gathered to himself the Amorites and the Amalekites and went and defeated Israel, and he took possession of the city of Psalms. And the people of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. The people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God. The people of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, for 18 years. That means they were in custody and probably were slaves. Judges 3, verses 15 through 23. Judges 3, 15 through 23. Then the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, and the Lord raised up for them a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, the Benjamite, a left-handed man. People of Israel sent tribute by him to Eglon, the king of Moab, and Ehud made for himself a sword with two edges, a cubit in length, and he bound it on his right thigh under his clothes. And he presented the tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. Now Eglon was a very fat man, and when Ehud had finished presenting the tribute, he sent away the people who carried the tribute. But he himself turned back as the idols near Gilgal and said, "I have a secret message for you, O king." And he commanded silence, and all his attendants went but from his presence. And Ehud came to him as he was sitting alone in the cool roof chamber. And Ehud said, "I have a message from God for you." And he arose from his seat, and Ehud reached with his left hand, took the sword from his right thigh, and thrust it into the belly, and the hilt also went in after the blade, and the fat closed over the blade, for he did not pull the sword out of the belly, and the dung came out. Then Ehud went out into the porch, closed the doors of the roof chamber behind him, and locked them. The Israelites cried out to the Lord, and the Lord raised up a judge for Israel, who saved them, Ehud. Ehud did what was right in the sight of the Lord and did not forget the Lord God. Ehud killed the ruler of Israel, the ruler Israel had been forced to follow as a punishment by God for Israel doing what was evil in the sight of the Lord and forgetting the Lord their God. So they did what was right in the sight of the Lord and did not forget the Lord their God. Judges chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. Judges chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. When he had gone, the servants came. When they saw the doors of the roof chamber were locked, they thought, surely he is relieving himself in the closet of the cool chamber. And they waited until they were embarrassed. But when he still did not open the doors of the roof chamber, they took the key and opened them. And there lay their Lord dead on the floor. The Lord's message is delivered, and is delivered personally to Eglon by Ehud. Judges chapter 3, verses 26 through 30. Judges chapter 3, verses 26 through 30. Ehud escaped while they delayed, and he passed beyond the idols and escaped to Shirah. When he arrived, he sounded the trumpet in the hill country of Ephraim. Then the people of Israel went down with him from the hill country, and he was their leader. And he said to them, follow after me, for the Lord has given your enemies, the Moabites, into your hands. So they went down after him and seized the fords of Jordan against the Moabites and did not allow anyone to pass over. And they killed at that time about 100,000 of the Moabites, all strong, able-bodied men. Not a man escaped. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest for 80 days. Ehud did what was right in the sight of the Lord and did not forget the Lord God. He and the people of Israel destroyed about 10,000 Moabites. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest 80 years. As long as a king is alive, they are following God. Let's continue with Judges chapter 3, verse 31. That'd be Judges chapter 3, verse 31. After him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who killed 600 of the Philistines with an ox goad. And he was saved, and he also saved Israel. Shamgar did what was right in the sight of the Lord and did not forget the Lord God. Judges chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Judges chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. And the people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord after he had died. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, and reign in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Hareseth Hagoyim. Then the people of Israel cried out to the Lord for help, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and he oppressed the people of Israel cruelly for 20 years. The people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God after Ehud died. This has become a pattern. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord to help them. Judges chapter 4, verse 4. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel at that time. So we've gone down through a lot of kings. We've seen faithful Israelites as long as we have seen faithful judges. But when the judges die or turn unfaithful, the Israelites did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God. And this cycle repeated for times in the book of Judges, chapter 2 through 4, sin, punishment, crying out to the Lord giving them a new judge, and the death of the judge, which brings us back to the beginning. God has made a very specific plan for us. He made a plan for the Israelites, the law, and now he has a plan for all mankind. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for us so that we could have everlasting life. Thank you for listening today. I apologize for some of the names. I'm sure I didn't get them all right. But again, thank you for listening.